everybody. How y'all doing out there today? Hope everything going well with y'all, man. Hope y'all day going well, started out well. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully y'all woke up on the brighter side of the bed to get right for the day, to get ready, man. You know, we got to do what we got to do out here. You know what I'm saying? We can't be down, you know what I'm saying, while we're going through trials and tribulations. We can't be down while we're going through no situation. We're supposed to always be up, stay positive, stay motivated, stay active, stay ready. You know what I'm saying? Keep your head on the swivel and just move according to the law, you know? You know how we're supposed to do, man. You know what I'm saying? We've been learning. We've been studying. And, you know, it's just time to activate everything, you know what I'm saying? Just start to bring everything, you know, to where it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Let's live it. Let's become it. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be successful, man, in everything, not just business wise, but, you know, smart wise, law as far as our father, law wise, you know what I'm saying? Everything we're supposed to be successful. Everything we're supposed to be wealthy, you know. So if we live according to the law teaches us how to be wealthy. The law teaches us how to be organized. The law teaches us how to have foundation. The law teaches us how to build. The law teaches us how to come together. You know what I'm saying? The law teaches us how to stand as one. You know, the law teaches us power. Teaches us everything. You know what I'm saying? So we have to be successful in everything that we do. You know what I'm saying? Never dwelling on failure, never dwelling on what we think we can't do. You know what I'm saying? Because what you can't do, somebody else can do. So what you can do is get with somebody else who can do and make it happen. You know what I'm saying? That's what you can do. That's what you got to do if you can't do it yourself. You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand the importance of working together and becoming one. You know what I'm saying? So that you can see everything according to the law as one, instead of seeing things double-sided, or you see something this way, I see something that way. You know what I'm saying? Nah, that's why the Father made the law, so it wouldn't be no division, so it wouldn't be no other circumstances of situations to where you gotta, you know what I'm saying, BS like, well, I'ma just do this and you just do that type of thing. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be none of that. So we got to understand that, you know, it wasn't made that way. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to be opinionated to what they want to be opinionated to, but when the truth speak facts, then the truth speak facts. And when the facts speak truth, then the facts speak truth. So if everything is organized, you know what I'm saying, according to law, then that's what it stands on. That's the foundation. You know what I'm saying? So we build off that. You know what I'm saying? So we building off the foundation that was already set, the blueprint that was already made, then everything should go to structure. You know what I'm saying? The kingdom should be built, you know what I'm saying, successfully with wealth and, you know what I'm saying, management. Manage wise and manage correctly with divine intelligence. So we got to understand that the importance, man, of coming together, the importance of building where our Father already structured out, what he already drew out, everything already planned. You know what I'm saying? We just got to move according to what he already put in order. You know what I'm saying? The law that he put in order, we got to move according to that. You know what I'm saying? Anything outside of that is abomination. Anything outside of that is going to cause confusion. Anything outside of that is going to cause division. You know? So, you know, people just, we just got to love each other, man. But love each other according to law, not love each other according to how we want to love each other. You know what I'm saying? Someone can say they love you, but then they can see you, you know what I'm saying, love you on a whole different type of note. You know what I'm saying? And you won't even know which love they're talking about. So the key importance of love, you know what I'm saying, is to help each other out. Once you get that type of love with someone helping you out, you know what I'm saying, the correct way, and not just in material things, but, you know what I'm saying, mentally, spiritually, you know what I'm saying, with a divine mind, you know what I'm saying, they're correcting you on your wrong, and you accepting that, you know what I'm saying, you're accepting the conviction, you're accepting the correction, then that order you in the right way, you know what I'm saying? So you're supposed to love that person because that person loves you, because they don't have to do what they have to do, but they do it because they love you. You know what I'm saying? So when your heart is pure, your mind is pure. You know what I'm saying? How can you have a pure mind without a pure heart? You know what I'm saying? Your heart won't deceive you. You know what I'm saying? So your mind got to be pure so your heart can be pure. So everything has to be organized strategically. You know what I'm saying? So when someone corrects me and I know that their heart, I know that their mind is pure and their heart is pure, you know what I'm saying? And they correcting me, I'm being convicted. I have to accept it. You know what I'm saying? And ask questions on, you know, which way do I go? Like, what do I do? Like, you know, how do I go about doing this? Because I want to be pure, you know. I want to be organized. I want to correct my mistakes. I don't want to dwell in them. I don't want to dwell in my failures. I don't want to sit in them. I don't want to say, oh, I'm fine. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing this and you just do that. No, I want someone to correct me. You know what I'm saying? Because with correction comes love. If no one is checking you on anything that you're doing wrong, then, you know, they don't love you. Because they wouldn't want you to go through what you're going through knowing that they know better than what they see you doing. You know what I'm saying? So that's standing on law. Anytime you stand on law, you know what I'm saying, is very important to stand on law. Because anytime you stand on law, no one can come against the law of our Father, what He set in place. Just try it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying just like bother people, but anytime someone that you love is incorrect and you know the correction and you know that you're correct in it, try it. You know what I'm saying? Test them on the law. You know what I'm saying? Because see, you're going to see that they can't say anything to go around the law that's in order by Father Yahweh. You know what I'm saying? Our Father set the standard. If you go against His law, you are cursed. If you go against His law, you are abomination to the law. So when you got a law, when you got a normal mind, you know what I'm saying, that the world give you, and you haven't tapped into the knowledge of Father Yahweh, the law of Him, and the wisdom of Him, you know what I'm saying, to correctly be able to speak to someone and actually benefit them, you know what I'm saying, in a situation to where you know that the law is correct and you got all the wisdom and knowledge and understanding of the law that you just put in order on them, then you're going to be babbling with them. You're going to be arguing with them. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be fussing and fighting with them. You know what I'm saying? And then when they pop the question to you, you can't answer it. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want to be in that situation. So you want to be able to have the law and have the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of that one law until you get to the next laws. You know what I'm saying? To where then you got a testimony on that law.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So everything is strategically set. You know the law, right? You came into knowledge of the law, right? Then you gain understanding on that law, right? And then you gain wisdom on that law, right? So then after you got all those checked off, then what comes in? A testimony on that law. You see what I'm saying? So now everything is boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? Strategically in order, adding up to the person who you trying to help, you know what I'm saying, become successful in the law. You know what I'm saying? So then that way, they don't have a way to utter around the law. You know? They don't have a way to utter around the law because the law is the law. So that's the situation. That's what we got to see. That's what we got to see. We got to see how our Father put us in order. You know what I'm saying? Because if you just know something, but you don't know the order of, how can you teach it? You know, how can you teach it? Because when somebody come to you with these questions, they want answers, and they're looking for you not to know the answer. So off rip, for you to be standing for the kingdom, you gotta know. So you know what I'm saying? What that brings? That brings reading. You know what I'm saying? That brings asking. You know what I'm saying? So it's put in a way to where we always got to go back to the Father. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to be looking, we was the ones searching for answers. You know what I'm saying? But on our search, we wasn't taught how to be organized. So then when we become disciples, our servants, our children of God, you know what I'm saying? How are we able to teach, you know what I'm saying, to others without the order? that was set into place. You know what I'm saying? Look how our Father set everything in order all the way to Yeshua. You know what I'm saying? Look how he set everything in order. He had the prophets speaking of Yeshua to come while everything else was going on. He had them speaking of Yeshua to come. You know what I'm saying? So when he came, people was already aware. You know what I'm saying? They was already in the know that the Messiah was coming. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't no surprise when he came, but they didn't know how to accept him when he came. You know what I'm saying? Because the law that was in order, they didn't have the law that was in order. You see what I'm saying? They didn't have the law that was in order. They knew of the law. They knew some of the law, but they didn't know how to order the law. So Yeshua came and ordered the law. You know what I'm saying? Because everything that was prophesied of him to do and what to do and all these things, he did in order. And at the end, before he died for our sins, guess what he did? He said, Father, I have finished your work. I have finished all that you have told me to do. He did it in order. Because if he didn't do it in order, he would have been out of line. He would have been out of place. He wouldn't have been lined up with the Father. You know what I'm saying? So when we're teaching people, we have to be in order, you know what I'm saying, and able to keep them, you know what I'm saying, on one accord instead of being sloppy, you know? Because if we get sloppy, then we're going to be out of order. Everything going to be messed up. You know what I'm saying? Nothing is going to seem strategic to the people. And then they're going to be like, oh, well, he's just all over the place. Like, she's just all over the place. And he don't seem to know too much about their God or too much about the law of God. So how can they come tell me? You know what I'm saying? People who don't believe are people who do believe but don't want to receive correction or receive conviction or want to serve our Father but just want to say they believe on our Father. They are the ones that's going to have these powerful questions for you because they are the ones who don't want to be in order. You know what I'm saying? So we have to be in order to put them in order through the Father. You know what I'm saying? So it's a mission, man. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lesson. It's a lesson learned. It's a blessing. It's a blessing earned. You know what I'm saying? Because we're saving a soul. We're saving a life. You know what I'm saying? We're saving a brother, sister, parent, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You want to call it auntie, nephew, niece, whatever it is, friend. You know what I'm saying? Co-worker, whatever it is. We're saving them, you know what I'm saying, from death. Just like Yeshua did. He came and did everything in order to show us how to do. You know what I'm saying? So we must fall in line with the order. Anything outside the order is outside of the Father. You know what I'm saying? He didn't just come and say, oh, I'm going to just go and die first for y'all's sins. And then I'm going to come back and start healing and blessing people. You know what I'm saying? He didn't do none of that. He did what he's supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? He healed and blessed people before he left and died for our sins. He showed them that the works of the Father is real and that it is true. You know what I'm saying? He came to the churches and taught the true law other than what man was teaching and the deception of what man was doing. They didn't want to receive it. They didn't like it because they knew that he was telling the truth and they knew that they was lying, so they didn't want to receive what he was saying because they knew that it would mess them up. You know what I'm saying? They knew that. They knew that whatever pillar they had in their kingdom or whatever pillar they had in their tribe or in their wherever they was at, you know what I'm saying? They had that rulership. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, dang, if he come and tell the truth, that's gonna mess us up and put us back. You know what I'm saying? People gonna look at him and wanna believe in him, you know what I'm saying, and what he say, and then we just gonna be looking like nothing. We ain't gonna have, you know what I'm saying, our kingship no more, our rulership no more. Everything gonna be taken because of this one man. So we have to do something with him. You see what I'm saying? So it's crazy to hear it, but that's how people think. That's how people think because people don't want correction. People don't want conviction. People don't want to be put in place in order. You know what I'm saying? People want to do it. They want to do it their own will according to their own mind and their own heart that is going to deceive them because they're not within the law. You know what I'm saying? So as we look at our ancestors in the Bible, we get to see how every time they was outside of the law, they fell short. They cried unto our Father. They forgot about him. You know what I'm saying? The enemy came and attacked them, came and took over the land, came and did whatever they wanted to them because of, you know what I'm saying, the way they was living. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't living right of the Father, so things had to happen because the Father said if they don't live right of him, then, you know, he had to curse them. He didn't want to curse them. He don't want to curse us, but, you know, if we fall in the line of Satan and what Satan wants us to do, then we're abomination to the law of our Father. So he has to do it because now, guess what? It's not the fact that, it's from Apostle Rosalind. She was telling us, it's not the fact that our Father want to curse us and punish us and put curses on us and this and that. It's Satan, the one that's going to tell on us for going against the law of our Father. You know what I'm saying? So when Apostle Rosalind Solomon said that, I said, wow. And my wife said, wow, that's crazy. But she been taught us that Satan goes and tell our Father, you know, things that we do, you know what I'm saying? And that way he get the leeway on us. And then that way we get in trouble. And our Father have to you know, stick to his law. You know what I'm saying? He had to stick to his word. So glory to Father Yahweh for teaching her that and showing her that to where she can share that with us. And then now I can share it with y'all. So glory to Father Yahweh. So, you know what I'm saying? So when you think about it, just because your mind is not on the law and your mind is not set right, then you have some mistakes somewhere in your head, somewhere in your mind. You know what I'm saying? Somewhere in your thoughts and your thinking process. So that way it's easily for you to fall off track when you're not in the word day and night. You know what I'm saying? So when we're not in the word day and night, it's easy for us to fall away from the Father. You know what I'm saying? Because we're busy elsewhere. Not saying that you got to pound your head into the Bible, pound your head into, you know, praying and fasting all the time. But you have to do it to stay in line. So anytime you see yourself slipping away from fasting, from praying, from reading, then you know that the enemy is around ready to devour you. You know what I'm saying? Kill, steal, and destroy. You're ready to devour you. You know what I'm saying? Because you are not lined up with the Father, because now you left a space there. You left a gap there. So anything that you do within that gap space, guess what? Satan is going to tell the Father, you know what I'm saying, that, hey, such and such did this, such and such did that. Now he got something on you. Now he can attack you. You know what I'm saying? So you have to understand that this is what happens. You know what I'm saying? This is what happens. It's not that our Father wants us cursed. It's not that our Father wants bad for us. He wants good for us. He wants to bless us. How can he say that he wants mercy for us? He got mercy for us and grace for us and love for us and all these things, but want to curse us. He don't want to curse us. You know what I'm saying? But when you outside of his law, you curse yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because now you get Satan leeway to put the curse on you. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, think about a person who knows that, let's say somebody go to a convenience store, right? They know that they need money to get something at that convenience store. But they decide, I know I need money to get something at this convenience store to purchase. But I choose to go in here and take something. I choose to steal something. Knowing that if they do get caught, the clerk or the owner is going to call the police or do something to them. Knowing that. They know that. They're aware of that. There's no way that you're going to steal something out of a convenience store and not know that the owner is either going to want to do something to you or call the police on you. Right? So with the person knowing this, you know what I'm saying? Guess what? They know the consequences and repercussions. You know what I'm saying? So if the police get called on them, they know they're going to jail. They got to do some time. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing. We know if we fall short of our Father, you know what I'm saying? Satan is right there to be the one to tell on us. You know what I'm saying? And then guess what? We got to deal with the trials and tribulations of whatever we done that it comes with, because we fell short of what we shouldn't have fell short of. You know what I'm saying? So that's the situation. So when you understand that, you should want to do better, because it's like, man, I need to do better because I ain't trying to keep having him have some type of say so over what's going on, you know what I'm saying? And I need to be doing right by the father. So if I know that he's gonna snitch on me, you know what I'm saying? If I do something wrong, knowing that that's the way he want me to do in the first place, you know what I'm saying? Then I shouldn't be doing it. So the only way that you can stay out of trouble, you know what I'm saying, is if you stay lined up with the father. You know what I'm saying? Because if you stay lined up with Father Yahweh, then guess what? You can't fall out of line. So Satan won't have nothing on you. And guess what? Blessings will come your way. You know what I'm saying? Pouring down. So that's what we got to understand, man. So when we know the order, you know what I'm saying? And when we know what's up against us, then we have to move according to that. We have to move according to how we're supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Losing the law is... Yeah, man, we got to understand that. So, you know, let's move right. Move right, man. You got to move right. You know what I'm saying? Got to move right, not left. Move right, move correctly. You know what I'm saying? Do what you're supposed to do to the best of your ability. So that way, you can't be, you know what I'm saying, put at judgment, you know what I'm saying? So, we could do right of our Father and just, you know, be wise within his words, be wise within his ways, you know what I'm saying? So those who have a proud heart, man, it's tough for them, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, they gotta take correction, you know what I'm saying? With our Father, you gotta be open to correction. You gotta be open to conviction. You know what I'm saying? You gotta understand that you're wrong. Because when you understand that, you know what I'm saying? Then it's like, man, like you're gonna feel the guilt regardless. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta be willing to accept it and correct it. Like, yeah, man, I need to get right. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was off. I fell off. You know what I'm saying? I need to get right. You know what I'm saying? I've been wrong for so long and, you know, I just need to change. Like, I see my mistakes. I see my faults. I see where I went wrong at. I see, you know what I'm saying, all these things happening in my life. I just need to change because I know, you know, that without me changing, things is going to get bad for me. And I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? That's how you should be. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want that. And I see how I've been treating my father and he's been watching me and looking at me and seeing all these sinful, bad things that I did, I was doing, or is doing, you know, and I don't want that for me, you know what I'm saying? I don't want that for him. I don't want to be that child, you know what I'm saying, that didn't make it because I couldn't accept correction or conviction, you know what I'm saying? Because I had too much pride, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, this is my life and I get to do what I want to do with it. Nah, you know what I'm saying? You got to be like, nah, man, forget that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to change. You know what I'm saying? I got to change for the better, you know what I'm saying, for my future and live correctly and do what's right. So, therefore, I can help other people, you know what I'm saying, because I want to help bless others. We all want to help bless others. And for those who don't want to help bless others, it's hard for you to come into the kingdom, you know what I'm saying, with a selfish heart and a selfish mind. So, you will need that correction also. But it takes time with everything. And no one is saying, oh, you got to do this overnight. No one's saying that, oh, you just need to change your mind and this and that will happen. No, God has to do it. But you have to allow him to do it. You know what I'm saying? That's the situation where people get it twisted. They think that they can do it on their own. You can't do nothing on your own. That's the reason why we need God in the first place. That's the reason why you got to come to him in the first place, because you was wrong. You know what I'm saying? You had the wrong law and order, and you need the correct law and order. So in order to get the correct law and order, you need the law healer. You need the law fixer. You need the law maker. You know what I'm saying? Not the law breaker. You the law breaker, and Satan is the law breaker. You need the law maker. You need the one that made the law to correct you within the law. So then you could become the law. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, you can't fix things on your own. You know what I'm saying? It's God that made us, not we ourselves. When you understand that, and you believe that, you receive that, and you're going to do it. So that way you can achieve that. Because you're moving your will out the way and giving our Father your will. And then now you living within his will. So everything that he says and speaks of, you're now living and you're not doing, and you're moving according to that, and you asking on him and calling on him for help, and not just jumping out, you know what I'm saying, doing it yourself, jumping head first into the pool, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we got to look at, you know what I'm saying? Because when we look at that, you know what I'm saying, and break that down, then you think about, man, I really do need God. Yes, you do. You see what I'm saying? Because you're not just learning the law, so you're like, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. No. This is, what you call it? This is a journey. That's why I said those who can endure it to the end. Because that's what you're going to need. You're going to need to endure it to the end. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're going to have to do. Endure it to the end. So this ain't just like, oh, I learned that, now let me do it. You can't just do it. You know what I'm saying? There's no work. This ain't that type of game. This ain't no copycat type of game. You know what I'm saying? This take time. This take development. This take mental. All the stuff. You know what I'm saying? That our Father got to build within you. And you got to want it. So you have to show him. Show thyself approved. You know what I'm saying? But by you studying, you showing thyself approval of him. You showing yourself approval of him that you want this. So you studying. You learning. You know what I'm saying? And that way he can start activating these things within you. And then that way you can start becoming it, living it. And become a living testimony of it. You know what I'm saying? That's how it works. You don't just read it and know I got it and I got this. No. Because if you could, then you would have. But guess what? You forgot. You know what I'm saying? So the Father got to do what? Bring it back to your memory. Got to bring it back to your memory brain. Because you forgot. You know what I'm saying? So that's the situation. And as you look through the Bible, he always show us and tell us that we forgot. He always showed us and told us how we forgot about his law. You know what I'm saying? Because we are forgetful people. You know what I'm saying? So when you allow the sickness of amnesia to come into your mind, then you forget his word. Just like Satan. You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand that just because you know it, if I tell you something today, tomorrow you're going to forget. You know what I'm saying? Unless you write it down and go study it. You know what I'm saying? So it can get into your head. Other than that, you're going to forget. You will forget. You know what I'm saying? So that's the problem. That's the problem. You know what I'm saying? But we think that once we know something, we got it. No. By next year, you'll forget it. Until I bring it back to you, like, oh, man, I forgot about that. You did say that. Yeah. Because we forgetful people. We don't remember things, you know what I'm saying, that's not important to us. But when it's important to us, and when we done studied about it, put in work about it, put time in about it, then guess what? It ain't going nowhere. It's you. You become it. You know what I'm saying? So if it's you and you become it, then guess what? Where it's going? Nowhere. It's always with you. You know what I'm saying? So you got to consider that. You know what I'm saying? You got to move according to that law. That's why it says study to show yourself approved. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to read day and night. You know what I'm saying? So that way, you become the law and not the lawbreaker. So, yeah, man, like, I just be wanting to show y'all, tell y'all, man, you know what I'm saying? Because I know how easy it is to forget things. I know how easy it is to, you know what I'm saying, feel like you failure, you messing up, you're sinning and sinning again, you messing up, you know what I'm saying? And that's because we are lawbreakers. We got to become lawmakers. You know what I'm saying? We got to be able to be the ones to receive the law. So then we can take that same law and put it into other people. You know what I'm saying? You can't put the law into other people until you receive that law and become that law. Like Yeshua said, you can't tell somebody else something if you ain't pick what you got out your eye yourself. You know what I'm saying? What'd that make you? So we gotta see things for what it is. You see life for what it is, man, and you understand what's going on. You can't be playing, you know what I'm saying, no games when it comes to Father Yahweh. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, it's not an overnight thing. This is a journey. So take your time on this journey. Don't rush on this journey. You don't got to rush out to go speak to people. You speak to people when the Father bring it into you, into your heart to speak to people. You know what I'm saying? That's how you do it. When you go out and try to speak on your own accord and you ain't ready yet, you're going to mess up because he ain't there. You know what I'm saying? But when he there, you're going to go out. Like I told y'all, I never thought that I'd come out and speak because I was always wondering, like, how I'm going to come out and speak. I'm a shy one. You know what I'm saying? How I'm going to do that? But guess what? One day it just snap, boom. You know what I'm saying? It happened. You know what I'm saying? So he activated me. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to go. You know what I'm saying? All I got to do is keep learning. The more I keep learning, the more I keep earning. You know what I'm saying? His respect, his honor. You know what I'm saying? His gifts, his knowledge, his wisdom. You know what I'm saying? That's the blessing that it comes with. You're not putting in all this work for no reason. You're putting in work to get blessed. You're putting in work to get blessed eternally. You know what I'm saying? So stop playing. Stop playing. Do what y'all got to do, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do what I got to do on my side. Y'all do what y'all got to do on y'all side. We got to get the kingdom to rise, man. We got to get the kingdom going, you know what I'm saying, correctly, moving correctly. It's supposed to be an army of us out here, you know what I'm saying, living for our Father. So we got to do what's right. You know what I'm saying? You got Satan and his kids out here tampering with things, doing all this mass destruction, doing all these wars, doing all this deceiving and stealing, you know what I'm saying, crookedness, mischievous things, you know what I'm saying? All these wicked things that they're doing, robbing, stealing, you know what I'm saying, devouring, you know what I'm saying, doing all this wicked stuff to all of us, you know, and it's like people that's out in the world, They know some knowledge, but then again, they don't because, you know, they want to war back or whatever. But we can't war back with the enemy. You know what I'm saying? You don't war back with the enemy according to how the enemy wants to war back. That's their game. You can't play their game. It's already outnumbered. You know what I'm saying? When the weapons on their side, what you going to do? You ain't got no weapons. It takes time to develop those weapons. You know what I'm saying? So the only weapon you got is God. You know what I'm saying? So what you got to do is fall in line in the law and order of our Father so that way he can do what he need to do to the crooks and the robbers and the thieves and the deceivers of the world, the wicked of the world. You know what I'm saying? When you look in the Bible and read, you see that when our people, our ancestors in trouble, they prayed, they cried out to the Father for help because he was our king. You know what I'm saying? And he did what he had to do. You know what I'm saying? He led us to where he led us to do what we need to do. So if he do activate us to go to war, we're going to already have everything prepared. You know what I'm saying? Everything going to already be there. He going to show us where it's at. And we got it. You know what I'm saying? He can put the enemy to sleep. He did it plenty of times. He put the enemies to sleep, and they came through. You know what I'm saying? He got the enemies drunk, and we came through. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter whatever it is. He going to let it be known that he there. And all you got to do is do what you need to be doing. That's the situation. So don't worry about where God at. You know what I'm saying? You know he here. You just need to figure out what you need to be doing. Once you figure out what you need to be doing, everything can get activated and you won't be looking like where God at. That's the same thing they were saying in the Bible. Oh, where God at? When did he ever do this for us? When did he ever feed us? When did he ever help us? When did he ever did this? You know what I'm saying? Unforgetful people. You know what I'm saying? Don't remember that. You know what I'm saying? So you must understand how the game goes. You know what I'm saying? Understand how the game goes. You just think about this. When you ever did something for a person, right? You know what I'm saying? And that one time you don't do something for a person, right? What they do? Throw it in your face. Oh, you never did that for me. You know what I'm saying? You never did this for me. This one time I asked, now you don't, they forget. They forget what you did. All the times that you did do, they didn't forget. You know what I'm saying? They understood. But now that one time, they forget. That one time you don't do something for him, they done forgot what you did for him. So imagine our Father, all the times that he did what he did for us, guess what? You know what I'm saying? You forgot. You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand how the game goes. People forget what you do for them. We forgot what he did for us. Our ancestors forgot what he did for us. You know what I'm saying? So you understand that, then you sit in your head to understand that our Father is here. He's alive. You know what I'm saying? He ain't playing. He ain't playing around for us to be out here getting hurt and killed and everything. It's what man does that gets these things to happen to us. It's what we do that get these things to happen to us. I just explained to y'all how Satan go and tell on us for the wicked that we do. You know what I'm saying? Even though he the wicked one and caused the wicked to be upon the earth. You know what I'm saying? So, when I tell y'all this, you got to understand, man, God is alive. God is here. God allowed things to happen because man have their own will. And when man want to do what man want to do, then God let man do what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? When man want to line up with God, then man line up with God, and God bless man. Other than that, it's the opposite. If man don't want to do what God wanted them to do, then they are cursed. You know what I'm saying? And they are considered a fool because they are out of line and they are abomination to the Father. So understand that God is alive and he's blessing his children that are living of him, even though it's a lot of wicked things going on. You know what I'm saying? We living in a world where the wicked hate us. They don't care for us. They taking and stealing from us, but it's still a roof over our head. We still got food. You know what I'm saying? God got them providing us with food. You know what I'm saying? And they putting chemicals and all type of things in the food. But guess what? We still alive. And we aware that they doing these things. You know what I'm saying? But where is our knowledge to be able to create our own food? You know what I'm saying? Where is our knowledge at? Where is our people at to do this? Because if we had that, we could do that. And we wouldn't have to worry about people putting stuff in our food. And talking about people putting stuff in our food. And all this stuff to kill us. We're still alive. Why? Because the Father here. You ain't alive on your own accord eating poison in your food. Come on, man. You ain't alive eating fake food. You know what I'm saying? That's the Father and his mercy and grace on us. Love for us. He cherish us. He's not going to allow another man to kill another man according if he don't want them to. You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand how the game goes. You know what I'm saying? So when we speak ignorant, you know what I'm saying? I understand, you know what I'm saying? Because when we go through situations, man, life get tough. Life get tough and we wondering, you know what I'm saying? Why this, why that? But we got to go to the knowledge. And the knowledge is in the Bible, but people dodge the Bible because they heard that it's a man. That man made the Bible and this and that. White people made the Bible, this and that. Forget that. You know what I'm saying? It's there. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't know what I know if it wasn't there. So it's there. So we gotta consider that. The ones that taught me wouldn't know what they know if they didn't read. It's there. So I had to consider that. You know what I'm saying? So when correction is there, you know what I'm saying? We got to consider that. We got to stand on that. We can't look past that. You know? So that's the thing, man. So stop saying that, oh, the Bible this and that. They wrote the Bible this and that. Yes, there's some messed up stuff in the that ain't supposed to be in there, but that's why we got logical sense to understand certain things that ain't supposed to be in there, certain things that is supposed to be in there, and it's still our book. You know what I'm saying? Why would they want, if the book wasn't real, why would they want to tamper with it? If it was such a fake book, why would they want to tamper with it? Come on now. You know what I'm saying? That's like having fake money. If the money fake, who want to tamper with the fake money? Only the deceiver. You see what I'm saying? Only a deceiver want to tamper with fake money. Come on now. But real money, they ain't going to want to tamper with that. They're going to pollute that through. Let that go push through. You see what I'm saying? So the book real, they don't want to let it push through. So guess what? They got to tamper with it. You know what I'm saying? Look how many times they faked us out with other situations. They faked us out with the money game. You know what I'm saying? They faked us out with this money game. You know what I'm saying? Made us think that paper was real. People dying about that paper. People crying about that paper. Losing their spouse about that paper. Losing their kids about that paper. Killing their parents about that paper. Whatever it is for the paper, they doing it. They played us with the money game. You know what I'm saying? So when you look at the Bible, you got to understand what's going on. When you understand what's going on, then you see that the Bible has all the truth in it. It's according to what Bible you get and which version you read to which what knowledge you're going to be receiving. You know what I'm saying? You know, I tell people get the Sefer. You get the Sefer, you get some real knowledge in it. You know what I'm saying? You get some understanding in it. So, yeah, man, I just be wanting to bring out some knowledge, some wisdom, wake y'all up. Don't forget. You know what I'm saying? And stand firm, man. If you ain't got nothing to stand on, then what you living for? All these people stand on what they want to stand on. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they living for. So what you standing on? What you living for? You know what I'm saying? You can't be in a fake world with fake people, you know what I'm saying, and not be standing on some principle and laws. Otherwise, you're going to be a fool and anybody could take advantage of you. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all, man. That's why I come and tell y'all what I tell y'all. I come evangelize like I'm supposed to, like y'all supposed to. And like I said, man, read, get knowledge, get understanding, get wisdom, and evangelize. You know what I'm saying? When the time comes, the Father will raise you up and bring you out. And you can show up and show out on his behalf and give him all the glory for everything that you know and everything that you do within life. Love y'all, man. I'm out. Shalom.